Chapter 1. The United Earth Explorer Tellus Ad Astra fell coreward, her military contingent at full alert.
15 minutes to shift, Lord Commander,
the ship's voice, cultured and precise as was only possible for an artificial intelligence, spoke within his head, electronic telepathy. Its name was Newton. Weightless, Lord Commander Grayson Sinclair pulled himself into the vast cavern of the Ad Astra's bridge and moved into the horseshoe of his workstation. Around him, 20 other UE officers monitored consoles, holographic displays floating before intent faces. He seated himself and, with a thought, let his command chair lock to his uniform, gently tugging him into place. Light swam around him, star upon star upon uncounted star out of swarming billions within the galactic core, projected into the volume of space surrounding the bridge. Ahead, the core nebulae loomed like the crenellated walls of a medieval castle sculpted from thunderclouds, all blue-black and green and glowering. Stars dusted the panorama like the gleaming droplets of a cascading waterfall, aglow with spectacular radiance. How many of those suns, Sinclair wondered, not for the first time, shone on worlds filled with life and mind, with the brilliance of galactic civilization?
Very well, Third Navigator, he replied, opening his cyber implants to the bridge electronics. Are we still on station with our nanny?
The coagination monitor is 57 kilometers off our prow, sir. We're closing at 3 kilometers per second.
Sinclair checked the data for himself.
Third Navigator had never been wrong with its reports before, but it was an AI robot, after all, and the very best AI was only as good as its programming. The data were correct.
So, Executive Commander Vanessa Sims said, just 2 more shifts, my lord. And the last one will just be a correctional nudge. Think they're ready for us in there?
Damned if I know, Van, he told her. I think the question is whether we're ready for them. But I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Ship is fully configured for shift, sir, Carlos Martinez, the ship's systems engineer, reported.
Very well. Rad screen set to full, please.
Radiation screens are at full, my lord.
By all reports, the central reaches of the galactic core behind the cloud wall were a seething cauldron of energetic particles, a deadly environment for any unprotected ship or organism. And yet there were people, beings rather, living in there, countless billions of them. At least that was what the Medusae claimed. Harmony, they called it, a capital of sorts for the sprawl of galactic civilization.
I guess we're about to see, he thought.
The minutes trickled away as Ad Astra and the nameless alien ship ahead prepared for the transit into core space. Those walls ahead, Sinclair knew, were molecular hydrogen clouds, seasoned with a witch's brew of organics, carbon monoxide, ammonia, and other compounds, all part of the 5 kiloparsec ring, which encircled the center of the galaxy some 15,000 light-years out. The stars illuminating the clouds were hot, young, and brilliant. An observer out at the Andromedan galaxy would see those stars and gas clouds as the Milky Way's brightest, most prominent features. Like thickly gathered curtains, the clouds masked what lay inside.
Initiate charging.
Charging, my lord.
Within Ad Astra's engineering shell, quantum power taps pulled unimaginable torrents of energy from hard vacuum. 2 more minutes. At Sinclair's mental command, an image of the Tellus Ad Astra appeared against the star-thick backdrop before him. She was enormous, 34 kilometers long, and yet she looked like a toy, all but lost within that immensity of stars and towering nebular clouds. Tellus Ad Astra was a mobile O'Neill colony, a structure originally designed as an orbital habitat for one of Earth's Lagrange points, but retasked 5 years earlier as a starship. Tellus, with her twin side-by-side mega-habitats, each 32 kilometers long and 6.5 wide, counter-rotated 28 times an hour, providing her living areas with spin gravity equivalent to 1G.
The two cylinders were joined aft by the Ad Astra, the massive T-shaped support framework of the ship, which was her Command Control Engineering Section, or CCE, including the clustered drive and command structures that served as the operational heart of the ship. It also housed the aft engineering shell, which held the coagination technology permitting jumps across tens of thousands of light years.